Station 3. Plants and Animals in the Fens. Fens are ecologically and hydrologically diverse. Their various types of water and nutrient supplies support diverse communities. The acidity of the water and the availability of nutrients determines which species will be living in those respective areas. Large portions of the Spreewald are vital and irreplaceable habitats for many plants and animals that are adapted to perpetually wet conditions. Many species can only live in these types of habitats because they are tied to the water either temporarily or year-round. The southern diked area, which is now designated as a nature preserve, is particularly special because it serves as a species-rich refuge. In the southern diked area, you will find many typical bog species. The fire-bellied toad, along with many other amphibians, calls the Spreewald home. Small stands of cotton grass can be spotted at the beginning of summer, and swamp cinquefoil, which has its largest contiguous distribution within the Spreewald here in the southern diked area, blooms inconspicuously along the way. In addition, irises, sedges, and different grasses grow in the bog meadows, all of which attract butterflies and dragonflies, like the great copper butterfly and the greater moss damsel. In contrast, within the alluvial forests, you will find mostly black alders, with a few birches dotted here and there. Marsh marigolds and sweet flag, also known as calamus, sprout up between the trees. Gray willows and reeds overtake the wet meadow areas, which have not been cultivated in a long time. Many meadow birds that use the area for nesting and rest, such as lapwings, snipes, corncrakes, and cranes, are all natives here. Last but not least, you may spot not only the white stork, but possibly even the extremely shy black stork, which uses its long beak to poke around the wet meadows of the southern diked area for marsh crickets, moor frogs, or mosquitoes. With a bit of luck, you might spot an otter at dusk in this seldom visited and secluded area of the Spreewald. But you're more likely to see wild boar, roe deer, or hirsche, which come to mate in late summer. Which species did you discover along your way through the bog landscape? Unfortunately, bogs are endangered habitats. Due to human influences such as irrigation measures and agricultural practices, it is estimated that only about 3,000 hectares of a former 300,000 hectares of bog land within Brandenburg can still be considered near natural and intact. In this case, the term near natural merely indicates that the bogs have been altered over the years by human impacts. This means that only a small fraction of bogs is able to accumulate and grow organic matter in the form of peat. The steep recession of natural bogs means that the populations of bog plants and animals will be reduced to small communities due to their strong dependence on their habitat. Rare and threatened species, such as swamp cinquefoil, the fire-bellied toad, or the fen orchid, are especially at risk. The remaining near-natural bog areas, almost all of which lie within protected areas like the Spreewald Biosphere Reserve, play a role as habitat for a variety of specialized species. Only through special management practices that connect land usage and nature protection will these areas be maintained for the future.